This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Thank you for joining. I know it's a very hectic day. It's Erev Yom Tov, but I would like to share with you something, not only an insight on Daf Lamed Aleph, but also I think something that will be relevant for the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Let's begin with the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis teaches us Davar Acher. We're talking about all the ways that Gedoyla Mila, Davar Acher, Gedoyla Mila, She'el Malehi, if not for Mila, Loi Bara HaKadosh Baruch HaSeilam, God would not have created the world. Shenemar, Koyamar Hashem, so says Hashem, Im Loi Brisi Yomam Balayla, if not for my covenant of day and night, Chukois Shamayim Va'aretz Loi Samti. Chukois Shamayim Va'aretz Loi Samti. Now, we're probably familiar that pasuk is generally referring to Talmud Torah. For example, in the Mishnah Perkei Avos, Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oimed, Al HaTorah Ve'al HaVodah Ve'al Gemilas Chasadim, Rashi says, how do we know the world stands on Torah? Rashi brings the pasuk, Koyamar Hashem, Im Loi Brisi, Yomam V'Layla, Chukai Shamayim Va'aretz Loi Samti. So if it's going on Torah, it's understood. Im loy brisi yomam v'layla, if not for my covenant of Torah of Yigis v'yom v'layla, chukos shamayim v'aretz loy samti. However, this Mishnah is learning it differently. This Mishnah is learning it's going on Mila. How is Mila a bris of yom v'layla? So the Tosfos Yom Tov says, let me try to pull it up here. Tosfos Yom Tov says that it's going on, and this is a Tosfos Yom Tov, Rabbi Kiva Eger feels it's a doichek. Ah, here it is. Beautiful. Let me get it up. Nope. Are you with me? Yeah, okay. Here. You see it? Okay. So the Tosfos Yom Tov feels this is a doichek. I'm sorry. The Tosfos Yom Tov says like this. Either Imloi Brisi, if not for Bris Mila, which is on a body day and night, chukos shamayim va'aretz loy samti. So yom v'layla is going on the fact that the bris is present on the body yom v'layla. And furthermore, the Tosfos Yom Tov says you have to cut the pasuk with a mila knife. Im loy brisi, if not for bris mila, now cut it there with the knife, then day and night and heaven and earth I would not have created. So that's how it's going on mila. So our Mishnah says mila is great, that the world would not have been created if not for Bris Mila. The thing is that if you look on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, look in about a third of the way down, the first word in line is Ho'ela, Davar Acher, Gedoyla Mila, Shel Male Mila, Loi Niskaimu Shamayim Va'aretz. Heaven and earth would not be sustained. That's a different point. The Mishnah says God would not have created the world. The Gemara brings a brisa, the world cannot continue to exist. There's a difference between loy bara and neskaimu. Okay, this is the observation of the Kli Yakar in his Sefer Oilelois Ephraim. In Oilelois Ephraim, he says, Nirali Yashiv in Ois Shin Sadi, Mashimatsinu Shino Ilashain Bemishna Uba Brisa. Ki in the Mishnah Nadarim, we say Omale Mila, loy bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemayim Baratz. And in the Braisa would say, Amalei Mila Lei Niskaimu Shamayim Va'aretz. That's one Ha'ara. Ha'ara number two. We know that Shavuos is a celebration of Kabbalah Satorah, and we celebrate the response of the Jewish people, and that is Nasa V'Nishma. One of my favorite trivia questions is, you know, what Parsha does it say Nasa V'Nishma? And everyone thinks it's Parshas Yitzroy, and of course it's in Parshas Mishpatim. In Parshas Yitzroy, what does it say? In Yisrael, it says, "Vayanu chalom yachta vayoymeru kol asher diber Hashem naaseh vayoshev Moshe tevreham el Hashem naaseh." We will do. In Mishpatim, it says, "Vayikach sefer haberis vayikra basneham vayoymeru kol asher diber Hashem naaseh v'nishma." So, question: why at first do the Jewish people say naaseh, and then they said, Naaseh V'Nishma? In other words, what changed? How did they have this aliyah? That first they said, Naaseh, And then they said, Nasa v'nishma. So, there's an amazing idea. I guess one of the earliest sources of it is Tosfos. Let's see if I could figure out how to do this. Okay, Tosfos in Parshas Mishpatim, who brings the story of Unklus Hagar, the son of the sister of Adar Yanus Kezar. That's funny. Actually, if you could join us in the summer, we're going to Hadrian. It's a city in Rome. Adar Yanus Kezar's city. Okay, it's a city in Italy. Anyway, he wanted to convert. So Unklus was the nephew of Adar Yanus, and he was afraid of his uncle. He said, I'm going to do some business. He said, well, you need money? I'll give you money. He said, no, I need to go check out what's going on with merchandise. Okay, so Adar Yanus said, when something's on the low, buy it, because it's going to go up. You know, it's good stock advice. You know, when do you buy stock? When it's low. You know, buy low, sell high, right? So what did he do? He went to Eretz Yisrael. He asked the Chachamim to teach him Torah before he was circumcised. They said, no, Ein divrei Torah miskai min ela benimael. Torah can only exist in someone who has circumcision. So what happened? He went and he circumcised himself and he learned Torah. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua found him that his face was changed. They said, this is Unklus that learned Torah. And he was successful in learning. He went to Adar Yanus, his uncle. He said, why would you do such a crazy thing? Why do you look different? He said, I learned Torah and I had circumcision. Adar Yanus said, who gave you such a crazy advice? He said, you did. You said, buy low. And I went to all the nations in the world and there was no nation as low as Israel. And I stuck with them. Okay, but we learn from here something very important. Says Tosfos. So basically they asked him, why do you have to circumcise yourself? He says, Amar loy, ein yecholas lomoid b'loy mila. Shenemar, magid dvarav li Yaakov, chukam mishav li Yisrael. To someone who's circumcised like Yaakov, who is noilad mohol, could learn Torah. But someone who doesn't have a mila cannot learn Torah. So the Kli Yakar advances an amazing idea. And that is, that corresponding to the foreskin of the Makom HaMila, there is a foreskin covering the heart. And by cutting the Milas Hagid, it opens up the heart and makes the heart a receptacle, Lahavin Ulahaskil, Lilmaid Ulalamaid. Says the Eloi Safrayim, according to our premise, Miyushav, look where the cursor is, Shebeshnei Mile Mila Dibru Chachamim. The Chachamim in Nedarim, on Laman Alpha and Beis, Laman Beis, talk about two different Milas. Dainu Mila Chitzainiyos, Mila Pnimiyos, the outer Mila, the inner Mila. Hapnimis hi Arlas Halev. The inner Mila is the foreskin of the heart. Sheyia Libay Rachav, Mevin Umaskal, that the heart should be open wide to understand and comprehend. Behasagois Metzios Hashem Yisbarach, to understand the Metzios of Hashem. When the Mishnah says Hashem created the world for Mila, what he means is Hashem created the world for the inner Mila, to open up the heart to understand the Torah, because the entire purpose of creation is learning Torah and understanding Torah. Like Chazal say, Bereishis bara Elokim, Bishvil Torah, Shenikra Reishis. Or like it says, V'chein Ksiv Kol Poyel Hashem L'ma'aneihu. And this is true and clear. L'chadchila, God created the world so that there should be people who recognize Him and understand Him. And when the Gemara says, Lo niskaimu shamayim va'aretz, the world could not continue to exist, that refers to the physical, outer, external mila, that without that, then society could not exist if people did not have, were not circumspect in their behavior, which comes about through circumcision. In other words, the inner Mila, to open up the heart, is the purpose of creation. The outer Mila keeps the world going. That's the chiddush of the Oilelois Ephraim. That's why we'll see on Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara, we recorded Daf Lamed Beis last night, The Gemara darshins the same pasuk imlay brisi yomim v'layla on the Mila, and the Gemara darshins it on Torah. Why? Because they both work in tandem. Through the Mila, the heart is open wide for the heart to be able to understand and appreciate and comprehend the Torah. By the way, they in Shal Shachuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger Madura Kama Simon Membeis, Rabbi Kiva Eger was asked, there was a Yasim who needed a Mila, and the grandfather was going to be the Mayal, and the grandfather wanted to make the bracha lahachnisai. And people protested because the mitzvah of Mila only devolves on the father, not on the grandfather. What place is there, lahachnisai bevrisai shel Avram Avinu? So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says an amazing chiddush. He says, the bracha of lahachnisai is not only on the mitzvah of Mila. The father is praising Hashem that through the mitzvah of Mila, it ushers in the child to many mitzvahs. Kishem shenichnas labris, ken yikanes letaira. So part of the purpose of mitzvah of Mila is to usher in the child to Torah. So even though the Mila per se does not devolve on the grandfather, but Talmud Torah does devolve on the grandfather. Why? Because Chazal say that there's a chiyuv for a grandfather to teach his grandson Torah. That's a father's father. A father's father. Mother's father? Maybe, I don't know if it's a chiyuv. A father's father. Now, interesting, the Gemara says, anyone who teaches their son's son, it's as if the son's son received the Torah on Har Sinai. So I don't know why nobody's talking about this. What's the best thing to do today is to, if you have a grandson, you should learn with your grandson. That's the best thing you could do. It's like the kid was mekabel the Torah on Har Sinai. Now, therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, the grandfather is allowed to make the bracha, lahachnisai bevrisai shel Avraham Avinu. By the way, you know, we spoke about this in the past many times. There's a Sefer Yalkut David who asks, well, Avraham Avinu learned the Torah before he had a bris milah, so how did he do it? He didn't have a bris. I thought you need a bris to learn Torah. The Yalkut David, so a suggestion would be that, and I saw this in Rav Lazer Ginsburg's Sefer on bris milah, that we know by Yishmael, it says, V'Yishmael ben Shisha Ushmainim Shana Behimailai Ace Besar Arlasai. He circumcised Ace Besar Arlasai. By Avraham Avinu it says Behimailai Besar Arlasai. It doesn't say Ace. Rashi says a pshat, but the Hafla says that by Yishmael he had to circumcise his physical Arla and he had to circumcise his heart. But Avraham Avinu did not have to circumcise his heart. Because Avraham Avinu, umatsasa es levavai neman lefanecha. His heart was already, his heart was already whole before Hashem. His heart was already neman lefanecha. The Hafla says, atahu alaykim asher becharta be'Avram. God selected Avram, that's 243, Avram is 243. And he made him Avraham by opening up his two ears, his two nose nostrils and his mouth. What about his heart? No, he didn't have to open up his heart because his heart is umatsasa savavai nema lefanecha. His heart was already open. Okay, here we come to the punchline. You ready for the punchline, friends? Why in Parshas Yisroi did Klal Yisrael respond Naaseh, and by Mishpatim he said Naaseh v'Nishma? Now, what does Naaseh v'Nishma mean? The way they taught you when you were in kindergarten was Klal Yisrael said to Hashem, Hashem, we'll do it even we don't even have to hear what it says. Can I just ask you one simple question? How in the world are they supposed to do it if they don't know what it says? So it means they'll do it We're committed to do it. Whatever it will be that you will tell us, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. It's like if you ask somebody, you want to do me a favor? You're hoping they're going to respond, yes. You don't want them to say, well, tell me what it is first. But there's a deeper pshat. The Malbim says, Nasa v'nishma. Nishma does not mean to listen. We've explained many times. Nishma does not mean to listen. Nishma means to understand. Nishma is al ha-haskala, tchila. Nasa mibli chikur achar hatam. Nishma al haskala. Nishma means to comprehend. Nasa means without investigating the reason. And by doing so, you'll understand, meaning, lahavin tamei ha-mitzvois v'soidoi sehem. So basically, what does nishma mean? Nishma means havana. So the answer is like this, you ready? In Parshas Yisrael, it's before Klal Yisrael did tvila. And before they did tevila, their mila doesn't do anything because in order for mila to be activated, you need tevila. So therefore, they couldn't say nishma because nishma means they'll understand the Torah. But you can't understand the Torah before your mila is effective. In Parshas Mishpatim, we read about how at Har Sinai, they had the blood sprinkled upon them and they had the tevila, which activated the bris milah that they received when they left Mitzrayim. So in other words, originally they couldn't say Nasa v'nishma. They didn't have a milah. Without a milah, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis is talking about Gedoyla milah, She'el Malei milah loy nivru'u shamayim v'aretz. That's talking about the milah pnimis, the Gemara on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, that talks about El Malei Mila Lo Neskaimu Shemayim Va'aretz. That's talking about the Mila Chitzoynes. So since you need a Mila Pnimis to understand Torah, originally in Parshas Yisrael, their Mila was not effective because they weren't Jewish yet, so they couldn't understand Torah. And then once they had the Tevila in Mishpatim, they were able to be elevated to the Madrega of Nasa V'Nishma. You know, it's interesting, even though Shavuos is the Yom Tif of Kabbalah HaTorah, but one of the reasons we read Megillas Rus is Rus was misdabek to circumcised people. That's what Chazal say. Where do we see that? Every pasuk in Rus begins with the letter Vav, except for 8. The Reikeach says, because Rus was misdabek to Mila. Rus was misdabek to Mila that was given on the 8th day. Isn't that interesting? You don't refer her to her as she connected to the Torah. She connected to the mitzvah of Mila. So that means, think about it, we're reading on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, Megillas Rus, we're celebrating the Rus's connection to the mitzvah of Mila. Because Shavuos is not only Kabbalah HaTorah. In order to understand the Torah, you need to have the Bris Mila. So therefore, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, in Berchas HaMazon, we say like this. We say, thank you Hashem, al shenchata l'aviseinu eretz chemda toiv urchava, for giving us Eretz Yisrael. V'al sho'itzei sanu Hashem l'kenu me'eretz Mitzrayim. So wait a second. But it's out of order. For giving us Eretz Yisrael and taking us out of Mitzrayim. Well, you say, well, Eretz Yisrael was the purpose of it all. But then we say that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. V'al brischa shechasam tebiv sarenu. V'al toiroscha shalim adatanu, says Rav Yaakov Emden in Berchas HaMazon, and the reason why we mention Bris Mila before Torah is because Bris Mila is a prerequisite to understanding the Torah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a beautiful Yom Tov, have a wonderful Yom Tov, Chag Hashav Sameach. At 12 p.m., which is in 90 seconds, actually, longer than that. In 150 seconds is the Chavetz Chaim Yom Yishir. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a good day. I'm just turning off the video. I'll be back with you for those who want to save a Chavetz Chaim in 2 minutes. Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.